Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now, send now, prosperity. That's Psalm 118, verses 24 and 25. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to share your word and your will to your awesome people, God, in the name of Jesus. My name is Ann Strickland, and this is the Principles of Prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty, and I'm seeing it happen as I speak. Glory to God. So, Father, I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit, all of you and none of Ann. So I want to welcome you tonight to listen to this message and all the messages, because God is really pouring it on us now. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And, you know, the scripture says that, and he adds no sorrow with it. And that's what we have to know and understand, because we are supposed to be rich. We serve El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings. El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings, you are the blessed one who nourishes and supplies you all, bountiful and all sufficient. Glory to God, the name that seals the fact that God is a God of prosperity and abundance. He wants you wealthy and rich. You're supposed to have heaven on earth. The scriptures confirms it over and over and over again. So God has done his part. First of all, he gave Adam, then Abraham, then Noah. Now we have Jesus. And Jesus fulfilled his assignment through his obedience. And the Holy Spirit is doing his part. You know, Jesus came, he suffered, he taught first, he suffered, he died on the cross, and took all of our sins, our sicknesses, our poverty. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that we through his poverty would become rich. It's all scripture, all scripture, all scripture. And the Holy Spirit is doing his part. Then why aren't we walking in God's will of prosperity? Several reasons. There are several reasons. Ignorance of the word of God. Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish from lack of knowledge. Obedience to the word of God is Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The next thing is unbelief of the word of God. Think that prosperity is sin and poverty is humility, instead of knowing that poverty is a curse. Laziness, the next one, in doing the word. Laziness, because the word says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. The next, fear of failure. Fear of failure. So when God formed man, he gave him dominion on the land. It was all good and perfect. He said to be fruitful and multiply. Abraham and God came into a covenant, a prosperity covenant. All of Abraham's descendants would prosper. That's what God said. And for generations. So we're under Abraham. We're under that line. So we are supposed to be prosperous. Abraham was blessed and was a blessing. And when the earth was destroyed because of sin, God gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to come and die for us so that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus suffered and died, teaching the word to the disciples for them to teach all over the world. And Jesus, after he was baptized and was led into the wilderness for 40 days and nights and tempted by the devil, came and preached. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, that you don't have to be poor anymore. That's the word. Preach the gospel to the poor. When you're saved, all of this, just the same as you believe that you are going to heaven when you give your life to the Lord, why is it so difficult to believe the other part of salvation? That you're supposed to be rich, you're supposed to live in comfort, you're supposed to live luxuriously. Glory to God. You don't have to die and go to heaven to live that way. He said, thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. We have to get with it. God throughout the world, word plainly shows his will toward his covenant people. People who have received Jesus as the Lord and Savior, that they will have a surplus of prosperity. The blessing says that the Lord shall open you the good treasure. You shall lend to nations and borrow from none. God remembers his covenant with Jesus, his son, and meets our needs financially as his very own sons. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. This lets us know that we are supposed to have more than enough in order to be a blessing. God desires to bless us. Job 36:11. He says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. I'm telling you, he gave me this the other week. And I'm going to go over this. This is exciting. And this is from a message that I did over television some years ago. And here it is here now. But this, we're starting to live it now. We're starting to live it now, and I'll explain that later. Glory to God. Third John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You're going to hear these over and over and over again. And Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you will not have room enough to receive. And rebuke the devourer. God's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's a serious promise, a challenge. So prove God now. So from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is filled with the word, proving that it is God's will for you to prosper. To prosper. Glory to God. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Say that. Repeat after me. The Lord shall increase me financially more and more, me and my children. Start speaking it. Speak it. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. As you start saying these things, you're creating your life. You're making things happen. And it works both ways. Confession works both ways. You can say the positive, come in agreement with the word of God and speak that into the atmosphere. Or you can speak the negative things and into the atmosphere and watch it happen. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that I pray above all things and I receive that. I thank you, Lord, that I prosper, that I'm in good health, and my soul prospers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I will eat the good of the land because I'm obedient to you. So now that you're aware of who you are in the kingdom of God, lay hold of these truths and walk in the abundance that Jesus Christ suffered and died for you to walk in. So now is the time. This is the year. We're in it. This, you know, I'm so excited about what is happening in this year and this season that we're in. And everybody's talking about it. This is the time. This is the year of the harvest. This is the time of overflow, overflow, overflow. You're supposed to be rich. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. And your righteousness should endure forever. And it's not hard to be righteous as God is blessing you. You want to do the right thing. The word of God is saying that we're supposed to be rich if we're in Him. So when you receive salvation, you were made the righteousness of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the anointed one and His anointing. Isaiah 60, verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you." Read the word, the word, the word. "Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." The forces is the wealth. So as you see what has happened in our economy, it's gross darkness for many people. But as a child of Almighty God, this glory shall rise upon you. The first time glory was mentioned in the Bible was Genesis 31:1. "And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's. As he gotten all this glory," that's the King James Version. The Amplified Version says, "and he has acquired all this wealth." Read it. Read the word. Read the word. Read the last two verses of Genesis 30 and then go into 31, and it'll make it very clear that this was the wealth. And as the word says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. So it's our time to move out. And in faith, 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 faith on the promise of God, and use His witty ideas that He's put in your minds. It's time for the body of Christ to take over. Take over. You're not here to take part. You're here to take over, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the world says, take dominion. Take dominion. Look at this time as a time of the transference of the wealth of the wicked to come into the hands of the righteous. Start expecting increase. Start expecting wealth. Start expecting riches, no matter how it looks now. It is your time to shine. Shine. And be excited, because you're supposed to be rich if you're righteous. Expect promotions. Start dressing like you're the boss. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Start thinking it. Start thinking wealth, and have the faith of God in whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. Faith is what makes it happen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So as a child of Almighty God, and He's promised you, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. You know it's going to happen. Start knowing. Start knowing. We come in agreement. We come in agreement with the word of God and the will of God for your life. Because it's the time, it's your time now to know who you are and whose you are and how you're supposed to represent Him. You're supposed to represent Him in your luxury. You're supposed to make the heathens jealous. Glory to God. Glory to God. Start saying, and the words, stop saying, start saying, "I am wealthy." Start saying, in speaking the word. No more than enough. I have more than enough. More than enough is for me. More than enough. Abundance. Start knowing you have abundance. The word. There's some words that you want to get out of your vocabulary. The words, I can't afford. Remove that from your life right now. It starts saying, there is nothing that exists that I can't afford. Glory to God. Because it's your time. Because the blessing of the Lord truly makes you rich, and he adds no sorrow. He adds no sorrow with it. There's no misery. And please don't fear. Please don't fear wealth. Some people are afraid to be rich. They're that they're going to get robbed or whatever it is the devil puts in your mind and spirit and everything. Rebuke those spirits and thoughts. And I want to tell you something. When there's certain thoughts that are not coming from God into your spirit, in your mind, you speak out loud. Speak it into the atmosphere of what the word says about you and what the word says about the situation. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm more than a conqueror. I have the victory. I'm wealthy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because some people, you know, they're afraid of certain positions and certain jobs. But he said you can do all things. And you might think, well, I'm not qualified. Well, a lot of people aren't qualified. But you can become qualified. So just know that you can learn. You're in a position to learn and grow. You know, I was out in I worked, and I'm telling you what I was qualified for, and that was to be a secretary. Back then, I was a secretary for a short time, but I was never trained to be a manager or supervisor. But I'm a retired business office supervisor from Belleville, Pennsylvania. I wasn't qualified, but that's what I am. So that's an example for you. So fear not. You know, God is on your side. He says he'll make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And I wasn't praying to be. I enjoyed doing what I was doing. I enjoyed being a service rep. But God, he gets the credit. I never wanted to supervise anybody. However, God had different plans. And I thank him for it. He's awesome, God. God is an awesome God. I'm telling you, anybody who's not serving God now is a... Whew, I won't say the word I would like to say. However, anybody who's not serving God with what he's pouring out now, I feel sorry for you. Because he's doing this thing now, and he's bringing people together. He's networking like you wouldn't believe. Networking you to people who's helping you to prosper, who's introducing you to different things and taking you places. And he's just doing some things now, I'm telling you. It is our time. I'm seeing this. He brought me here. I have to say this here. Troy Mitchell. We were members of the same church at one time. However, we didn't have any kind of contacts over the telephone or anything like that. I knew his mother. We talked, you know, sometimes, but it was never a relationship. But he saw my name. Because I said, Troy, how did you get my name? And he saw my name on Facebook, which I think is on Facebook, and introduced me to this awesome thing that God has taken us into now called Paycation Travel. That's how I know without the shadow of a doubt, this is God's move. This is God's move. And I just thank Troy for it because he's teaching me. You know, here I am, you know, 84-year-old travel agent. God has a sense of humor. But it's exciting. because God knows I like to travel. I love traveling. I've been traveling all my life, with or without money. Now he's brought something to have real great travel at a cheap price. Kingdom traveling, having fun, and getting wealthy at the same time. You can't beat that with a stick. Woo! I'm telling you, cruises, going places, going to Paris, going to Dubai. Oh, my goodness, Disney World or Disneyland, even both, wherever you want to go, Disney World or Disneyland. Everything is out there for you. Go to the islands, wherever. You can go to the professional games. And you know the price of those tickets to go see the Eagles. I remember a few years ago, there was a ticket that was about $70. It was up in the nosebleed section. So you can go in with discounts. And it's called Paycation Travel. And you can go on to my website, AnnStrickland.paycation.com. But this is all God, because the residual income and the commission, along with having all that fun, is right there, and it's multi-level marketing. So you don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have all these things. You can get into this at a very, very cheap price and move to the top. In the name of Jesus. I just thank God for it. I'm telling you, I just can't stop thanking God for this. It's only $149 to become an agent and $69 a month. And I'm going to tell you something. I got in just for the discounts, but someone came in under me, part of her money went in. Now I have enough people. I've never had to pay that $69 because other people that came in, there was money that came in and covered the $69 every month. Now, I've only been in there since June, but I'm telling you. So you need to get in. Look my website up, Ann Strickland, AnnStrickland.paycation.com. And check it out. And call me. My phone number's on there, 215-806-4879 or 215-365-5565. Because it's your time. It's our time. And this is all God said. But she's mixing that in with the message. Yes, I am. Because this is the message. God said, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And I said, that's vacation. Travel. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you and I praise you, giving you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. So also, I teach the Healing School of Financial Prosperity on Saturday at 3751 Island Avenue, the Suite 100 in the Empowerment Center is here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's very easy to get to. We're close to the airport. There are the highways there that runs into this. So you can come from out of town. The classes are free Saturday morning at 10 a.m. That's this Saturday. Now, next Saturday, the following Saturday, my daughter, Prophet Susan Napier, is going to be teaching the class. I'll be away. I'm going to Charlotte. But Susan will be there. And you know Susan, if you've sat under her ministry or been near her or on the phone with her, you know who she is and you know what she does. But she's going to be teaching the class. That just came up this morning. She said, Mom, who's going to do this while you're away? And I said, oh. I said, would you like? She said, Mom. And she knows that God, this is a setup for her. But I would strongly advise you, come tomorrow, and then come and tell people about it. And then come next Saturday and tell people about that. And come and get blessed. Prophet Susan Napier. In the name of Jesus. So you know it's our time, it's our season. God is pouring this out now. God is pouring it out. And just know that you're supposed to be rich. Just know that God wants to bless you, because God is a God of blessings. In the name of Jesus. So if you haven't received Jesus as Lord of your life, invite him in. Invite him into your life so that you can live the life of abundance without worry, without pain, without all that aggravation. I'm not saying you're going to live problem-free, but you know you go through the problems. You're not going in, you go through the problems. There are things that come up, but that only strengthens you. I've been through problems and different problems and things, and it just drew me closer and closer to God, and I thank God it did. Because where I see life now is much more exciting than it was when I was out there in the world. All the things I used to worry about, be scared for and everything, no. I don't have any fear. And God is a God of blessings. The blessing of the Lord truly makes you rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So my name is Ann Strickland, and I just thank you for listening. You're blessed and highly favored, and the Lord shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. God bless you. Give me a call or come down to visit 3751 Island Avenue in the Gateway Building, first floor, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. The classes are free. Looking forward to seeing you. God bless you. Love you.